Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 4, Episode 43, as the New York Rangers cap off a series with the Pittsburgh Penguins that makes everyone who's a New York Ranger fan feel phenomenal. It is Sunday afternoon. It's actually 6:57. The Rangers are about to face off against the Nashville Predators. And I think for most Ranger fans, this is just a bonus game for the weekend. Hopefully the New York Rangers take care of business. We all expect them to, with basically a shell of the Nashville Predator team. I think Yossi's out, McDonough's out. They're starting their backup goalie. It's just a shell of a team, and I expect after such an emotional game last night that it might be a rough start to the game, but I eventually think the New York Rangers will prevail and the New York Rangers will get another 2 points and really solidify themselves as that third seed in the Metro Division. Now, That was needed. I think everybody needed that. I think we as fans needed that. I personally needed that win. I think people who were cocky about the Rangers needed that win. Everyone needed that win. I mean, that was a fucking hell of a game. You know, it goes to show you, throw the pucks on net against bad goaltending. You know, you can beat them with speed. You can beat them with, you know, puck movement. You can beat them, you know, with your positioning. They were doing everything that you expect them to do. And listen, Pittsburgh is not the Pittsburgh of old. We know that. I think the season knows that. They give up way too much. They are super inconsistent, but their core is still lethal. They're able to get the job done and they rise up to challenges. But the Rangers, in a must-win game for Pittsburgh, the New York Rangers just bitch slapped them and sent them right back to Pittsburgh with zero hope of getting that third slot in the Metro. You know, they're a wild card team. And to be honest with you, if you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, you're sitting in the second wild card, 69 games played, 78 points. And where's the hope? Where's the hope? If you're Pittsburgh right now and you're a Pittsburgh fan, where the fuck do you expect this team to go? If I'm you, I would just quit. I would quit this season in hopes that you get Bedard, because I don't know where Pittsburgh's trending, and it's certainly not good. You know, I think the New York Rangers sent a statement to the Pittsburgh Penguins saying, listen, we don't always show up to the challenge. We don't always show up to our games. We don't always play a full 60 minutes. But when push comes to shove, if this is the team the New York Rangers are going to bring to the table, this fucking East better look out. Because let's face it, if that's the roster and that's the level of play that we're gonna have, this is the shit I'm talking about. This is the shit that I wanted to see game in and game out consistently. But if we're doing rope-a-dope where we're just taking the blows and not really, and then all of a sudden we just fucking erupt like this when it matters, sign me up. I will wear egg on my face. I didn't think we had the capability of just turning it on. And it still concerns me that we might not, and this could have just been a fluke, and we took advantage of a shit goalie and a shit backup goal in Casey DeSmith. But all in all, the New York Rangers bitch slapped Pittsburgh, sent them packing, with zero hope of getting a top three spot in the Metro. And right now, I think the message was sent to Pittsburgh, and they got to look themselves in the mirror, because I don't even know if they think they're a playoff team. Honest to God, Florida's humming along. You know, Florida just had a huge win against the New Jersey Devils, came back at home, 2-0, scored 4 goals in the third period, and won the fucking game 4-2. Florida's feeling themselves. And they're very inconsistent too, but they're 7-2-1 in their last 10. Pittsburgh's 5-4-1. The New York Rangers just beat them twice in regulation, 2 in a row. And they've lost 3 in a row total. And, you know, it just, man, oh man, it's a tough game. It is tough. And that was probably one of the more emotional victories we had since maybe game one of the season, where the Rangers came back and beat the team that knocked them out of the playoffs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, beat them, smacked them in the first game of the season. But holy shit, does that feel good? And if you're a New York Ranger fan, you got to be fucking excited. And, you know, for what it's worth, you know, all the shit that we've seen the last few weeks where we just, you know, couldn't stay healthy, guys got suspended, we're playing shorthanded, we're, you know, just trying to survive the salary cap, we're working our way around it, we got to bring in Kane, we got Tarasenko. What are we going to do? Who are we going to play? Is Lindgren really hurt? All that shit kind of went away. It was done. These last two games against Pittsburgh. All that shit is behind us. And now it's time for us to move on, find our game, keep this consistency up. And remember, we're never too high, never too low. We're going to keep this even keel, enjoy this victory. But right now, as we speak, the New York Rangers have to take care of business and get another 2 points. Because you know what? We're 5 points behind the New Jersey Devils, and I'm itching for home ice advantage. And people might say it's overrated, blah, 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 blah. But guess what? Against a team like the New Jersey Devils, who rely on speed, who could rely on matchups, I think it's important for the New York Rangers in a 7-game series to have that home ice advantage, have that matchup advantage. Heaven forbid we're in a game 7. It's going to be tough to beat New Jersey Devils. You know, they're spiraling a little bit out of control, but they're spiraling out of control is them going 5-3-2. That's how good they've been. You know? And you know what? Carolina Hurricanes, whoever wins the Devils and Rangers in the first round, they go on to play, let's just say, the Carolina Hurricanes. Heaven forbid the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, they're beatable. You know, Svechnikov, God, I have a big tongue. It's hard for me to say those words. But he's out with a torn ACL. Done. I'm just saying, things are trending the Rangers' way right now, and I'm feeling good. And you know me, I am emotional. I will ride the negativity wave until it crashes. And right now, I'm getting pulled into a positive wave. And I'll ride that until it crashes, until the Rangers lose tonight against the Nashville Predators, and I'm right back. You know, this team, they can't get it done when it matters. So, no, but all in all, I mean, you have to be really, really excited if you're a New York Rangers fan. There is, you know, I think for the first time since the trade deadline and, you know, acquiring Patrick Kane, that this is the first time I feel like, well, if this is the product that we've expected. This is what the New York Ranger fans wanted all along. And, you know, for the New York Rangers to make a statement against a team like Pittsburgh Penguins, who was nipping at their heels, who beat them in overtime a few games ago, you know, if this is the response that we're going to get, you know, this is the response that the Ranger fans deserved. And, you know, I think this was one of the more healthier wins for the New York Rangers. And it goes to show you what, you know, 2 games in a row against a team, if you are on the winning side, what a difference that makes. Because I keep putting myself in a Pittsburgh fan position, and I have to say I'd want them to miss the playoffs because they're not going anywhere. Not with that goaltending. Not with the inability of to roll 4 lines like the New York Rangers can. You know, defensive depth is shit on their team. And, you know, it just goes to show you, appreciate this, Ranger fans. Appreciate the goaltending. Igor played unfucking believable last night. You know, I think Chelios and PK Subban touched on this. You know, that was that could have been a 2-2 game at the end of the first. You know, but that's the shit. That's the difference makers. Igor Shesterkin stood on his head and did not allow Pittsburgh into that game. The New York Rangers were able to bury the puck consistently in the first and second period and just suffocated them. Stepped on their throat, did not let them come up for air, and that's what you got to do. It's a ruthless game. It's professional sports. It's why we love it, and it's why we, you know, live and die by each game, because it means something to us. You know, it makes me feel good that a group of men that don't even know I exist played a great hockey game on Thursday and a great hockey game on Saturday, and they're able to walk away with 4 points and send Pittsburgh Penguins, another group of men that don't know I exist, send them home packing, feeling hopeless and helpless going into this playoff push. It's sick, but I fucking love it. I love every little bit of it. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. You know, listen, you go 1-for-4 in the power play, you go 5-for-5 on the PK, you win special teams, you win the game. It's that simple. And, you know, for the New York Rangers, you know, for the first time in a while, I just felt like we were balanced last night from top to bottom. You never felt like there was a liability out there. You never felt like, you know, we're relying too heavy on this line or that line. You know, Mika needs to get it done. You're like, there was none of that. It was contribution up and down the lineup. Let's see, how many guys got points last night? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Or I'm sorry, wait. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 guys had points last night. That's pretty unbelievable. Sorry, a little dehydrated. But anyway, Mika March is a real thing. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. He just scores a bajillion goals in the month of March. God, I wish I still... Someone tweeted a whole chart on his goal scoring per month. March is just... Mika March, it's real. It just exists. It's like twice as many as like his next highest month. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. Let's just hope he continues that into April, you know, May, and heaven forbid June. So, you know, right now for the New York Rangers, my mantra all season, you know, one of them is, you know, our all-stars need to play like all-stars. And right now they are. Last night they did. You know, Mika gets the party going, you know, on a nice goal. Artemi Panarin at the end of the second period was able, you know, to really put not the game away, but really take a huge blow and take the wind out of their sails, you know, Pittsburgh, and scores a huge power play goal for us. And then you had, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko scoring off a beautiful rush for the New York Rangers, a good transition goal. Vladimir looks sick, by the way, for the New York Rangers. He's buying in with every ounce of fucking energy he has. He's physical. He's playing defense. He's shooting the puck. He's scoring goals. He's making plays. That line is going to be very tough to deal with if that's the effort that we're going to get. And, you know, and then Chris Kreider scores a nice goal off a feed from Patrick Kane. And Trocheck, just a workhorse on that line. What a threat that is, you know, as a one kind of a 1-2 punch there for two lines. And then, you know, Jacob Trouba scores a wild goal, kind of a fluky bounce. And then, you know, Panarin again scores a goal off of Patrick Kane. You know, and then, you know, third period, you know, we didn't really need to do anything except shut them down. And it's exactly what we did. We protected the shutout. Igor got the goose egg, and, you know, we're all feeling, you know, good about ourselves. So, you know, for the New York Rangers right now, you know, for the stars to keep stepping up, our role players to play like role players, you know, if the kid line wants to stay sheltered and then bring out the game that they brought last year in the playoffs, fine by me. Absolutely fine by me. You know, in a game where you didn't need them to be anything special. They were even, you know, they just played even hockey and, you know, they generated a few chances. You know, and it is what it is. You know, I think, you know, when you have the rest of the team kind of stepping up, I sometimes, you know, and when you're not playing your best hockey, you know, as long as you're just going out there kind of being physical and trying to get things done. I thought Hedel was the best player, you know, of Kako and Lafreniere and Hedel. I thought Hedel was the best. He was making some plays. You know, he had an assist on one of the goals. So, yeah, it was just, you know, an all in all great effort by the forwards. You know, you felt confident rolling all four lines. I love our fourth line, by the way. I think that makes us deadly. I think, you know, Boudreau, obviously a workhorse. Mott has been, you know, fantastic for us, you know, after, you know, taking a scary hit to the head. And then, you know, for the New York Rangers, VC obviously has been a stud for us. It's sick that he sometimes looks like he deserves to be, you know, playing in the top six. So, yeah, all good things, you know, goaltending, Igor looks great. I think he needed that. That was just got a feel good win. I'm sure he is super excited and feels ready and focused. Again, I think it's probably best that he starts a majority of the games going forward, only because it clearly matters to him to get into a rhythm.
The biggest tournament in college basketball is underway, and the action is just getting started on DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, combine multiple bets for a shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings will be featuring parlays and odds boosts all tournament long, so be sure to check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day to see what they have in store. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. Right now, new customers can bet $500 on any pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
On defense last night, you know, Schneider not backing down after he got hit. I love to see that. You know, Keandre Miller, you know, he had a couple assists. He's looking better, more confident. Mikula, you know, he's just one of those guys where, you know, you just kind of want to be steady Eddie. And that's exactly what he is. He's like a bigger, lankier guy. Just chew up minutes, you know, be a shorthanded, you know, specialist. Just get the puck out and just keep your game simple. That's what you expect from him. So, you know, for the New York Rangers moving forward, you fully expect them to, you know, keep rolling and playing as a team and keeping those minutes balanced. You know, but overall, I felt really good. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Sorry, just doing a little math in my head. You know, I just think, you know, for our defense, you know, Harper was the least amount played at 15 minutes, and the most minutes was Keandre Miller at almost 23 minutes, you know, and everyone kind of felt balanced in between there. You know, that's pretty good. You know, that's you know, really good to see. You know, and I know it's easy to do when you're, you know, up six goals after the first two periods, and, you know, third period, you can really kind of throw out your third and fourth lines out there and your last pairing defensemen and feel confident that they'll get the job done with no pressure. But, you know, this is the minutes that matter. This is what, you know, helps those guys grow and help, you know, gain a little bit of confidence going into the playoffs. So, yeah, again, all positive things for the New York Rangers. Rangers are up 1-0. Hold on one second. I don't know who scored, but we'll figure it out. But anyway, yeah, you know, for the New York Rangers, I think for here on out, now that hell week against the Pittsburgh Penguins is over and we, you know, kind of feel good about ourselves, now it's let's keep consistency going. Let's, you know, rise to each occasion. And, you know, hopefully the New York Rangers are able to, you know, catch the New Jersey Devils. I clicked on the game. You'd think it would actually give you who scored Filipetal from assist from Miller, and the Halakness Monster gets his first assist of the year. So that's good to see. Good to see. All right. The Kid Lion, told you he was looking good last night and gets the boys going tonight. You know, maybe the Kid Lion, maybe it's their turn to, you know, dominate, you know, against a really bad, you know, Nashville roster right now. Looking forward, the New York Rangers to round out the month of March. They have obviously this game that is playing, speaking right now, Nashville Predators. Then they have a huge two-game set against home and home against the Carolina Hurricanes. What does it mean for the New York Rangers? I personally don't think these games mean as much as the Pittsburgh games, just because Carolina is so far ahead of us. But, you know, if we can just split this, I think we can walk away, I think, happy as Ranger fans. I mean, let's see. The New York Rangers, they, since March 9th, their that big break after they came back after that tough loss to Boston, shorthanded, you know, roster wise. They beat Montreal in overtime, kind of shitty. They beat Buffalo in overtime, kind of shitty. Then they immediately played Pittsburgh on the road, lost in overtime. So they went 2-1 there. Then they went 2-2 after beating Capitals, 3-2 beating Pittsburgh, 4-2 beating Pittsburgh. They beat Nashville. It's 5-2, you know, since that long break, and we kind of got our roster set. So, you know, Rangers off to a pretty good start with this roster, as you know, we come together as a team, which is definitely a good thing. And this, you know, Carolina Hurricane game will be extremely important, just for, you know, confidence, and, you know, not to feel, you know, shitty for ourselves, or, you know, if we lose. But you got to split this, you know. I think it's important that we split it, and then, you know, we move on and we play the Florida Panthers, who are going to be itching to get 2 points, a desperate team, and those are always tough to play against. And then you got the Columbus Blue Jackets, where you got to beat up on. And then you have two really tough games, the New Jersey Devils and the Buffalo Sabres. Excuse me, I'm burping up the storm here. Yeah, so, you know, it's a tough way to end the month. And then let's see what we got in April. I know April doesn't get much easier, but you got the Capitals, Lightning, Blues, Jackets, Buffalo, Toronto at the end of the season. You know, it's definitely doable. The New York Rangers absolutely could catch the New Jersey Devils, especially since we play each other one game. You win that game, you're only 3 points behind them with about 11 games to go. So, yeah, for the New York Rangers, just take it one game at a time. We are, in my opinion, right now, if that's the game that we're going to get, what you saw against the Pittsburgh Penguins, I would say that the New York Rangers are going to be a very tough out. But the problem is, we got to show up, and we got to play fast. We got to play transition hockey. We got to shoot the puck, and we got to make things happen. You know, I thought the New York Rangers, you know, can roll four lines, and that's our strength. But, you know, if our all-stars are going to play like all-stars and put us in great positions to win hockey games, I'm confident in Igor. I'm confident in our D-core. And I'm confident in all four lines being able to roll to really shut teams out and not let them back into game. And, you know, we have a sick two pairings of, you know, power play units. And I fully expect the New York Rangers to win the special teams game in the playoffs and for the rest of the season. You know, if that gets red hot, there's not a team that can beat us. And I'm including Boston. You know, everyone keeps worshiping this team, but, you know, they haven't had their backs up against the wall. They really never went through a rough patch. And, you know, if we played against the Boston Bruins, and heaven forbid, and this goes for any team in the playoffs, if you're going against the Boston Bruins, especially a wild card team like the Islanders, who have had their backs up against the wall for like 3 months now, trying to claw back into the playoff situation, you know, and the only reason they were there in the standings for a while was because they played like 10 games more than everybody else. And everyone's like, everyone will catch them. But they kept on fucking winning. They're winning hockey games. And all the other teams are kind of playing themselves out. I mean, is there anybody out there that's impressed of what they've seen with Buffalo lately? They've been shit. They're 2-6-2 in their last 10. Does that team, you know, I thought they were ready to make a run here. I mean, they fell flat on their face. It's pathetic. Ottawa, same thing. 5-4-1 in your last 10. You guys looked unbelievable about 2 weeks ago. And from January to like the end of February, early March, you guys were literally point percentage wise one of the best teams in the NHL, period. You guys stink. Detroit, oh, they're ready to make the run. They stink. I know they made some trades and gave away a few players, but they stink. The 2-7-1. You know, Philly was never really in it. Montreal and Columbus were obviously never, you know, considered. And, you know, Washington, you know, it's great to see them that they'll miss the playoffs. Care less. I'd be happy if Washington never played the playoffs again. I'm so sick of seeing them. I mean, I think they have like the longest, you know, tenure right now in terms of making the playoffs. I mean, Pittsburgh, just I'm sick of seeing those two. Yeah, and a part of me is kind of rooting for the Islanders. You know, if they get that bottom wild card seed, they're a team that, again, if they went up against Boston, they're not. Then that's not a pushover series. You know, Islanders has, they have goaltending. They have like weird, you know, not that, you know, they don't give up a lot of, you know, opportunities. I don't know. I just feel like if the Islanders played them, that's a team that can just kind of almost similar to how the Blue Jackets were the team that was able to take the big bad Lightning down, you know, when they got swept. So it'll be interesting. Definitely, certainly be interesting to see how, you know, that those two wild card positions shape out. Personally, right now, obviously, you know, hindsight will be 20/20 here, but I'd be shocked if Florida doesn't make it. With the way they're playing right now, they seem to be, you know, picking it up. To me, Pittsburgh, man, if they don't straighten up with the goaltending, and they, you know, I don't know what their schedule looks, but if they're going to be playing some the better teams in the NHL with that goaltending and they don't step up, I mean, they're going to be on the outside looking in pretty soon. New York Islanders have been playing pretty well. I mean, they're 6-3-1 in their last 10. They've won two in a row. They seem to be humming along, and they're a pretty good team at home. So, you know, for the New York Islanders, again, another team, I don't know what their schedule looks like, but I would imagine it'll probably look similar to the New York Rangers. You know, I think they definitely can get the job done. I mean, they just seem to, you know, play, you know, an even-keeled game, and they just try to grind you out. So, again, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully, Andy and I are back. We should be back on Thursday together. Hopefully, with work, we're kind of more on the same page. But, again, you know, I hope if you're a New York Ranger fan, you're excited about, you know, the next couple weeks. Enjoy this regular season. Remember, we're not as good, you know, we're not as good as, you know, what we saw. We're not as bad as what we saw, you know, at the trade deadline around those couple weeks. We're right in the middle. Steady Eddie. Let's get through this regular season. Let's catch the Devils. Let's get home ice advantage. And let's fucking explode when it comes to, you know, our first game against the Devils in the playoffs. Let's fucking go out, jump them, blitz them. You know, just like what we did against Pittsburgh to really send a message and send them home. Let's do that to the New Jersey Devils. But there's a lot of hockey left. You know, let's take care of business tonight against the Nashville Predators. It is now 3-0. I need to get off this fucking podcast and watch this hockey game. I hope everyone had a nice weekend, and, you know, good luck with the rest of the week. And Andy and I will be back on Thursday to speak to you once again. Let's go, Rangers.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Broadway Boys Pod, and please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or thehockeypodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.